This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now time for another special guest on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. He is the co-host of the Rami and Tim Show on 1250 AM The Fan in Milwaukee, as well as hosting the baseball postgame show there for the last, 15, 16 years. He goes by the name The Franchise. Tim Allen joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How are you doing, Tim?
What's up, boys?
I guess this is where I'm going to start, and then Gary and Leroy can get into their questions. This third base thing would be completely different had they been able to get Justin Turner. Clearly, Justin Turner had no interest in leaving L.A., and L.A. paid him a bunch of money. Having said that, Craig Counsell was asked about that third base situation, and this is what he had to say.
What we're going to do in spring, really, is we're going to look at Luis Urias at shortstop. I think in trading for him, it's something we want to do. I'm confident in kind of knowing Orlando's abilities at shortstop. So we're going to take a look at Luis at shortstop this spring, just because we need to see it. So I think our option, so that ends up meaning Orlando's going to see some time at third base this spring. We haven't made any decisions on how that's going to play out during the year. Obviously, we signed Daniel Robertson, and he's going to be a part of the third base. And then I don't know if it's official yet, but it looks like we signed somebody else too that's going to be a part of that.
And that, of course, would be Travis Shaw. I can't wait for in-person media sessions again, so we don't have to listen to that terrible audio personally. But Tim, a couple of things. One, if I'm Orlando Arcia and I'm hearing this stuff about we want to see Urias at shortstop, I'm probably maybe a little bit concerned. And then also listening to that, I'm convinced they have no plan for third base right now, Tim.
Well, I think they've got a plan, and let's keep in mind, as far as I know, Jed Jerko's still out there too.
Yes.
But Orlando Arcia has been on these 1 year deals here, guys, and someone could really use a shortstop by the name of Orlando Arcia. So I wouldn't discount a potential trade. They made that trade with San Diego to get Eric Lauer and Luis Urias for a reason, and I agree with Counsell. They got to get a look at him, and this may be he's got a world of potential, and he does. I know minors are minors, but look at his numbers in the minor leagues. He's a far better player than he showed last year. And last year there were some bumps in the road with him. He had a wrist injury. He had the COVID. He was a COVID positive guy, so it just derailed him a little bit. But let's get a good look, and I think that's what he's saying. I don't necessarily buy that Orlando's moving to third base. I'm not going to buy into that quite yet. But you need Orlando Arcia with some reps. He's got to play some Cactus League games and get in shape and get in gear here. If anything, it's probably going to be a different lineup every night, and we're used to that with Counsell.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Tim. I want to talk about Keston here. They're going to try to put him at first base because of Colton Wong. I mean, you're strong at the middle if Arcia is. It doesn't matter who your shortstop. It's going to be a lot better. And then Kane in the center field. But how do you think the experiment of Keston here at first base? Now, Steve was saying, and you're a baseball purist. Only certain guys with certain height can play first base. I know that's what you will want. But the guy hit so good, I'm willing to let this experiment play out.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous for the team as a whole, Maybe just as or more importantly, I'm nervous for Keston. I mean, I am. From a just a human being standpoint, I care about his feelings, everybody. I do.
You do not. Stop.
This could blow up, guys. It could. But I will say this. Maybe the saving grace hasn't really been the glove part of his defense at second base. It's been the arm more than anything else. I mean, I won't go as far as, you know, Steve Sachs and Knobloch and these guys with all the yips, but man, there were times where I thought, oh man, don't do this, don't get the yips on us now here, because it was bad. I mean, you guys watch Brewers baseball. You couldn't throw a ball 40 feet over to first base with any degree of accuracy at times. So it does limit that part of it, his throwing part. But first base, a lot of people underestimate the defensive skill set of a first baseman. There's a lot more that goes into it, and this could, the mental intelligence plays a part here, and I'm nervous about that part of it. I'm nervous about the physical skills of it, the decision-making process that goes in. Say it's a little tapper to the right side. Guys, to make that decision to let the second baseman field it and get back to first, or, you know, you field it and trust that the second baseman's going to cover first base, or a flip to the pitcher. Mm-hmm. Oof, this is going to be interesting. It really is. But Leroy, you're right on the up the middle. This team is set defensively on most all of these positions.
Yep. Tim, let's get to the real talk. I don't know what Leroy and Steve are talking about, because I it's going to be about pitching. It's going to be about Hader. But tell me a little bit about this Devin Williams. Is he going to be able to do anything to help us out the back end there?
Oh, yeah. Gary, this guy was absolutely unhittable. He's so young. And he is, with him and Hader back there, you have to bridge the gap. I have no worries about those two guys. Once in a while, everybody does. He's going to give up. He's going to miss a pitch, and they're going to take him for a game winner, because that's the situation they're in late in games. But Williams is the National League reliever of the year. I mean, there's nobody better in the National League. And then the prior 2 years, it was Josh Hader. So they've got that award sewn up for the last 3 years, and I suspect one of them is probably either going to get it again or be right there to get it. He is something to behold. I mean,
so how would that look then, Timmy? I mean, is it Hader? Is it Williams? At the end of the game, how would they pass that up between innings 6, 7, and 8?
Yeah, and I think that in the perfect game, It's going to be Williams to set up Hader, and that's
okay.
The way it was last year. Yeah, and I would be surprised if they flip-flop those. I personally would entertain the idea of going back to Hader being a multi-inning guy, just to, when the game's on the line, go to him in the 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever you need to do. And then knowing you have Williams after that, I think they've thought about it. I think they're still thinking about it, but just from the onset here, I think it's going to be Williams set up Hader. Now, to get there, to get to that 8th inning, that's the key. I still think, as good as that bullpen is, you could always use one more. Maybe it was Rosenthal, and that didn't work out. I understand there were discussions about that, but they weren't paying a 6th, 7th inning guy $11 million a year.
Let Peralta try to get that spot, Tim.
He could, and to answer Gary's question, Leroy, is that that could be – he's a multi-inning guy. So you say Woody or Burns or Hauser or Brett Anderson, one of these guys, does go 6 innings, or even 5 1/3, 5 2/3.
Yeah.
Then it's you know, get to that 8th inning, and that he's a multi-inning guy, and that's Freddie Peralta. When he's on out of that bullpen, he's pitched better out of the bullpen than he has as a starter.
Yeah.
So he could go the 1 2/3 or the 2 1/3. And the other thing to think about with that bullpen, guys, is we have a DH not in play here this year. And that skill set goes to Craig Counsell. He's probably more masterful on that than any other NL manager. And that is really something to watch him move the chess pieces, when to take out, you know, when to take out his starter, when to pinch hit for the starter, knowing he's got a Freddy Peralta that will go, you know, the next six, seven batters, you know, through before he would have to bat. I can't wait for that part of Counsell's game to get back into play this year.
Yeah.
Talking with Tim Allen, co-host of the Ronnie and Tim Show on 1250 AM The Fan in Milwaukee in the afternoons, and of course, host of the Baseball Postgame Show on The Fan as well after Brewers games. They get Brad Boxberger yesterday, Timmy, and he's been a closer a couple of times in his career. 2018, he had 32 saves and 40 opportunities. 2015, 41 saves and 47 opportunities. He's been a starter most of the rest of the time in his career. I would assume that Boxberger probably, in their mind, it's a minor league deal, but in their mind, if he does work, that's your third guy in the back end of that bullpen.
Well, there's others, too, and we'll see that musical chairs out there for sure, and that's what Counsell does. I mean, we're going to see the names of all of these guys, a Justin Topa, a Bobby Wall, a Ray Black. We're going to see a Drew Rasmussen, and there's a guy I point to.
Yep.
Really keep your eyes on, folks, that Drew Rasmussen is one of those guys that could pop up. And I believe eventually he may be a starter, Stevie.
Well, he was a starter coming up. He played for the Timber Rattlers, and a lot of people got to see him play for the Timber Rattlers. Tim, I got
a
roll.
You know,
having filled in for this time slot, that the clock, you have to follow it.
Yeah.
So, Timmy, thank you so much.
That's all right.
Thanks, Timmy.
Goodbye.
We love you. Stop.
There he is. Tim Allen on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.